You're listening to SBS News. Private citizen Malcolm Turnbull is to attend an oceans conference in Indonesia in place of Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who's unable to attend. But some are now questioning the thinking behind allowing Mr. Turnbull to represent Australia at the conference in Bali. After being rejected by the Liberal Party, Malcolm Turnbull and his wife Lucy decided to spend time at their US residence in New York, and some members of the coalition are furious the outgoing member for Wentworth wouldn't even tweet an endorsement for Dave Sharma, the man who tried to keep Wentworth in Liberal Party hands. Former Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is among government backbenchers who've criticised the decision, telling Sky News the move is pretty wild.
Malcolm should have done more to try and help the coalition, which he was the leader of. And that cost us the majority in Parliament. And if it costs us the majority in Parliament, suggests that that probably gives you that's a very good reason not to send you to Bali.
One Nation leader Pauline Hanson also condemned it, telling Sydney Radio 2GB she doesn't trust Mr. Turnbull.
He actually kicked the Liberal Party in the guts by actually clearing out the country, never gave his support to Sharma in the seat of Wentworth, wanted nothing to do with it. His son came out swinging against him as well. And then, you know, his previous wanting to join the Labor Party, I wouldn't trust him at all to go over there and represent us. How the hell would, what's he going to say or do?
But Prime Minister Morrison says the decision was made 2 months ago because he's unable to make the conference.
This decision was taken weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and it was done particularly out of a direct conversation between myself and President Widodo. So this is in Australia's national interest. It's no different to former Prime Ministers representing Australia at other events. Former Prime Minister Abbott has represented our government overseas.
Former Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says she supports the decision, saying it's nothing out of the ordinary.
Former leaders are often asked by their countries to attend in the place of a serving Prime Minister if the serving Prime Minister is not able to be there. And Malcolm Turnbull has had a deep and abiding interest in oceans, in the environment, in climate change, and I think he will do Australia proud by representing the Australian government at that time. Many nations do it. I've attended many international forums and conferences where former leaders represent their nation.
A Senate hearing has revealed Scott Morrison has granted Mr. Turnbull an unlimited travel entitlement so he can travel overseas on government business. Scott Morrison says while there are different views about the decision, he says what matters most is the national interest.
I know some have made comments about travel and things like that. You know, I don't think Malcolm is hanging out looking around for a trip to Bali, by the way. The reason he's going is because he's been in a position, because of his previous relationship with President Widodo, to assist our national interest in attending this event. It's a very important event. And to have a former Prime Minister attend is a significant recognition of the status of that event and of the status of our relationship. Now, I understand some people out there may be disappointed by that or might be angry about it. Others might think it's a terribly good idea. Frankly, what matters is Australia's national interest and ensuring that we're acting in a positive way, managing well our relationships with our neighbours.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.